Today's episode of Distorted View Daily features additional content for Sideshow members only. Ting!
Eat the poo-poo!
Dad, you tell me about...
Sextastic Tuesday.
You want to know about the sex?
Yes! Yes!
Gorgeous girls gorging themselves on big, hot cocks.
You get to be fucked by the floor.
I can't think of very many things that would make me lose my boner faster.
Yeah, that feels good, doesn't it?
Fried pig pussy.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loose is up in my mouth.
It's kind of like a milkshake.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch.
Away.
Nice, sweet turd.
Yes, freaks. Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Tuesday edition of DV. Got a great program for you. Classic edition of Sextastic Tuesday in just a moment. But before we get into that, I want to read a couple posts from the comeonfood.net message board. Because it really is one of my favorite websites after the Furry News Network. By the way, Duma Alexanders is a dumbass YouTube user. That's the name, Duma Alexanders. And apparently he or she is a furry. And actually tweeted to the Furry News Network, quote, "Y'all need to block Distorted View. They are using y'all to make fun of furs." Well, you gotta ruin my game, Duma Alexanders. Mind your own fucking business. First of all, yes, I am making fun of the Furry News Network because it's a recalculous idea for a stupid website. And second of all, I've got a lot of furry listeners. Do I think they're freaks? Yes, but everyone who listens to this show is a freak in one way, shape, or form, for Christ's sakes. Just because I make fun of you doesn't mean I'm judging. I guess it kind of does mean I'm judging, but who cares? The fuck does it matter what I think? Alright, so that's what's happening. The Furry News Network is on to Distorted View thanks to this dumbass Duma Alexanders. Now for Come On Food. You know, I love this message board so much because it's a never-ending source of just gross shit involving mashed potatoes and jizz. It's fantastic. Anyways, on the message board there is a topic called Unsuspecting Cum Eating. I may have read some older posts, but I've got a new batch here. Bebop writes in, "I haven't posted for a while, but I've been doing this a lot lately. I've been getting fucked quite frequently from my fuck buddies. Always fun! Exclamation mark. So I can secretly use their sperm on unsuspecting friends, etc. It makes you kind of wonder about your own friends, huh? A neighbor next door who's always pushing yogurt on you and stuff. Come on, it's good. You've got to try it. All right, so I can secretly use their sperm on unsuspecting friends, etc. I make sure that when they come, they squirt their loads deep inside my vagina. Once they pull out, I make a quick move for the bathroom where I have a cup waiting for me, like a Dixie cup or something, then squeeze out every last drop of their load and save it in the fridge / freezer for when I need it." Smiley face. "They have all eaten unknowingly each other's cum and drinks, cakes, toast, and even from my pussy. Before one of the guys arrived, I rubbed some saved up cum onto my clit, ready for him to eat me. He didn't know! Most of my friends have eaten their cum. I literally drip watching them eat it." Drip. "I always eat the food too, and fuck it! Tastes so good! The best for me is always stirring it into drinks. It gets me hot knowing that the cum they didn't know they were eating has come straight out of my pussy too. Fucking sexy as hell." Apparently, cum cakes are very popular. Cum-loving Rachel replied, "I work in a busy office in London, and we all take turns bringing cakes in on Friday. It's a British thing. It was my turn this week, so on the Monday I started to save up cum I've been collecting from my gym buddies." Bunch of whores on this website. Fucking her pussy full of cum. "And Friday came along, I packed my pot of freshly melted cum and set off for the shop. I bought 12 fresh cream cakes, stopped off at a quiet cafe, and got my little pot of cum out. I dipped my fingers in and swirled around, sucked it clean. God, it tastes so good, I wanted to drink it all. But I knew I had to pour a little bit into each cake, which I did. You could see the cum sitting on top of the cream. I placed the cakes back into the box and headed off to work. Exclamation mark. The first punctuation she used. I placed the cakes in fridge and later watched my manager and the receptionist both enjoying one little cream around their mouth. I was so turned on, I had to go to the toilet and rub myself. Sexy. They all came to my desk later that day, and they said how lovely they tasted and where did I get them from. So there you go. That's what cum-loving Rachel has to say. So, once again, if you haven't checked out the comeonfood.net message board, go there right now. All right, today's edition of Sextastic Tuesday. I don't know what happened there. I'm acquiring a stutter. I was trying to say Sextastic Tuesday, but then I was going to say Sextastic Story or something. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Bubbling fool. That's your media darling, Tim Henson in action. Can't talk worth shit. Yeah, so Sextastic Tuesday is a simple bit where I read you a piece of bad erotic fiction. It's bad because it's either poorly written, weird, disgusting, just wrong. There's something wrong with this story. No one should be jerking off to this shit. Let's get into it right now, ladies and gentlemen. I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
All right, let's get in the mood. Gentlemen, whip out your cocks and spread that pre-cum around your cock. Use it as lubricant. And ladies, start fingering your holes. It's time for a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday, all right? The story tonight is entitled Freak the Party. It's a very appropriate title for a distorted view, right? All right, let's get into it. It was a freak bar. A party. Yeah, man. It was a real scene going down. Hey, baby, want to get high, dearie?
Want to get lost?
Yes, getting lost was the idea. Here. Now. Gone. Oh, Christ. It's another one of those stories where the author really thinks he's a writer, and he's expressing himself artistically with the overuse of periods and non-sentences. Here, period. Now, period. Gone, period. I, period, hope, period, you, period, get, period, throat, period, cancer. How about that? Exclamation mark. Parentheses. Ha 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 ha. End parentheses. I don't know. Okay. Back to the story here. Oh, this should be good. And by good, I mean horrifically bad. Oh yeah, I'm gonna take you higher. What the fuck kind of dialogue is this? Like, it's coming from a 1950s drug propaganda film. Yeah, I'm gonna take you higher. It's a real scene, man. I'm gonna take you on a trip, and we're gonna go so high, man. Let's go get some hot dogs.
That's when the hot dog started talking to me. I tried to bite into it, but he told me he had a wife and kids at home.
Fucking LSD film. Oh, so great. Okay. All right, back to the story here. Take you higher, man. He was 6'3", at least, 250 or so. Certainly not fat, definitely all man. I didn't know his name, but I'd seen him flashing edges earlier in the night. Edges? That's some sort of drug reference? Nice edges, too. Not like some of the other ones I've seen, crusted in the blood of previous victims. I was hunting that night, I admit. Hunting for danger, pain, and sex. Hunting to get rid of that loneliness that still floated around my shoulders like a cloak. Oh, she's so emo. Oddly enough, the next line of the story is how she ran across a dead bird and how it's a perfect metaphor for life. I see all these dead birds, man. It's just like, why is there all this pain in the world? Stupid emo cunts. Okay, back to the story here. In a second, less, he was on me. Again, this is a porno story, so it's written horribly. Like, grammatically, it's all fucked up. I'm trying to make sense of this as I go along here. In a second, comma, less, he was on me. All right. Edge at my throat, breath in my ear. I could hear the sounds of people around us. The hush of conversation turned to laughter, turned lust. Touch yourself.
No!
I was no pushover. Make me! It hung in the air. Dude, he has a knife up to your throat. Touch yourself, for Christ's sakes. My refusal, his still latent violence.
What?
Would he cut me? Would he spill me on the floor for blood sluts to lick up? Yes. Yes, he would. I love the blood sluts. Red, welling up of life,
pouring forth, this is getting lost, gone. Oh, what kind of teenage girl drivel is this?
I guarantee you can walk into any high school in America and at least 50 girls have the same sort of crap written in their notebook. Stupid depressed twats in their poetry. Here, and this is every teenage girl's poem that can be found in their notebook. Here we go. By Tim Henson.
Loneliness, sadness, despair. I leave this world in an instant. Pain, hurt. Will they miss me? Will they shed a tear? So cold. Silence. Bio test tomorrow, chapters 3-6, multiple choice.
Oh, wait, I think she was taking notes on the same page that she wrote her poetry. Sorry, got a little carried away there. All right, back to the stupid story here. Good grief. All right, the morning came. I woke to a mass of bruises. That's right. You should have touched yourself when he told you to.
You fucking bitch. I'll bring a little coffee. How do you like that?
Oh, those just never get old. All right, back to the story here. Blood had been drawn at my throat and down my thighs. His suckling mouth still pressed phantom kisses along my body. The shower I took was achingly cold, and the water that circled the drain was tinged with pink. Getting dressed hurt. The turtleneck pressed against edge slices. That's the official wardrobe of victims of abuse, the turtleneck, because there's so much coverage. It covers up all the bruises. If you're going to beat someone, go ahead and buy them a turtleneck. Common courtesy. All right, the night enclosed me again. It was stiflingly hot. The moisture clung to my hair and clothes. I was outside the bar again. Rarely did I visit the same place two nights in a row. I think they meant row. R and T are right next to each other on the keyboard. Everyone knew me, had heard of me, but I was a regular nowhere. I was into getting lost.
Yeah, man, just get drunk, totally lose yourself, maybe drop some E.
It's a real scene. I was into getting lost, not making friends, but enemies apparently do not need physical presence to breed animosity. Dun, dun, dun. Here comes her friend. Come home with me. I want to spill you onto my bathroom floor. Watch your back arch as you kneel to lick it up. My body turned into pure sex. Every muscle... This woman... bad judgment, I think, is her problem. Every muscle a straining libido. Higher, period. Harder, period. Faster, period. Line crossed, period. No harm, period. No foul, period. Come on, man. It's way too many periods. Period. All right, continuing on with the story. Home, period. I shit you not. His home, period. A nice flat done up in all metal, period. The bluish tinge of gunmetal setting off the silver spark of steel, period. These aren't complete sentences. Should I tell you to relax, offer you a seat, get you some tea? Oh, how kind of him. Can I get you a snack or a beverage before I beat you unconscious? All right, he stared me down. I could back off now. He was giving me an out. The lonely was gone, driven out by the adrenaline still coursing through me. This was for a different purpose. I went to my knees, offering my throat. Good, period. Bad, period. Who cared? Question mark. Finally, different punctuation mark. He was whispering low under his breath. I couldn't make out the words. He came close, period. Closer, period. Closer, period. He ran his thumb along my bottom lip. That's a good girl. Go on. Suck on it. I took him into my mouth, his flesh soothing against my palate. Do I sense a hint of mint on my palate? Alright, so she's sucking this guy off. Nice. Yeah, that's a good girl. I was wet to my thighs, so turned on it hurt. Where was his edge? Where was his body? I wanted him. Needed him. In me. Close to me. Skin to skin. Period. Heart to heart. Period. Pounding. Period. He kissed me. It was rape. That's what you consider rape? That's simply crossing the line. It's okay that he beat you silly so the next day you were still bleeding, your body covered in bruises, and you still wanted to see him again, but God forbid he should place his lips on yours.
How do you like this?
Stop it!
Oh, this story is so bad. Oh, porno stories are just awful. It's great, written by horny teenagers or something. All right. Oh, yeah, that's a good girl. Yeah, she's wet to her thighs, blah, blah, blah. It was rape, period. It was communion. All
right? He curled his fist in my hair, pulling me closer, letting me taste exquisite surrender. I was helpless in the dragon's lair, enthralled by his lips and teeth and tongue. This, period, oh yeah. Apparently the Kool-Aid man just broke through a wall. Story took a strange turn.
You're raping me!
Oh yeah! It's wacky, wild, Kool-Aid style rape. Okay. I'm going to hurt you now. He spread my legs, running the edge up and down my thighs. Slice, slice, gasp. He dug his fingers into the wounds as he fucked me senseless. Oh my god. It's pretty twisted, right? Alright. Such a good girl, he crooned, massaging blood into my skin. We were perfection. Perfect lust. Then, slap. It was like being hit by a truck. My face, still stinging from the blow, began to rain tears. My head swam. Little starbursts of light and pain filled my vision. The end. That's it. That's how the story ends. Just an awful story all around. That's what Sextastic Tuesday is all about.
Ting!
Yes, Sextastic Tuesday, as always, is brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com, where for a limited time you can get 50% off. That's half off. Half off an item. That's a huge deal. Get half off just about any item using coupon code FREAK at checkout. F-R-E-A-K. Just type that in the little promo code box. You'll automatically see the new price. Plus, you're going to get free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift. Now, ladies, I know you love to masturbate. But what is the number one problem with dildos and vibrators? You gotta use your arms, your hands. It's tired after all that pumping. You just want to get off. You don't want to work out. There's gotta be a better way. Well, now there is, thanks to Adam and Eve's Purple Venus Butterfly. There's nothing like wearing an Adam and Eve Venus Butterfly alone or with a partner. Your clit will flutter as it nestles against your mound. Position the powerful vibrating egg, which, by the way, now has 25% more power for some real cunt blasting. I know how to sell a product. Ding. Yes. I don't know. Position the powerful vibrating egg encased in soft jelly material for pinpoint stimulation. The butterfly rests perfectly thanks to an adjustable strap made of soft, durable fabric. And, best part, it only uses 2 AA batteries. Guys, don't think I forgot about you. Oh, I've got something for you right here. It's called the Vibrating Super Stud Sling. With its unique triple ring design, the Super Stud Sling gives you the thickest and longest lasting erection as possible. Make your dicky hard. Gives you a bigger erection. Helps delay ejaculation. All sorts of good shit. They've got vibrators. Of course, I talked about toys for guys, toys for girls, adult DVDs, lingerie, lube, all sorts of stuff. Check them out right now. AdamandEve.com. Get 50% off just about any item using coupon code FREAK at checkout. F-R-E-A-K. There is a link on today's show notes. There's also a little advertisement on DistortedView.com. You can just click it before you stick it. Just remember promo code FREAK at checkout. There you go. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, bunked up news right now.
Goody!
Hi.
Oh.
I'm Kim Henson's mother.
How are you, honey?
Good.
Oh, my honey, let me tell you something here. I'm sure it's better now. What you need, honey?
Please sign up for the sideshow.
What you want?
It's only $5 goddamn.
What's that?
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know how to put it, though.
Honey, you ain't got to try too hard with me. I'll just tell you what. Get on top, girl. Oh. You ain't got to try too hard with CB.
Okay.
Get on, honey. I don't want to be nasty here. You see that number you just called here?
Yeah.
Call it again at the end of the show.
Oh.
Maybe we can do some things.
I don't want to do that.
I just want to help you, honey. Don't you think nasty now. Listen here.
What?
I got to go. But I tell you what, call the show. I will more than happy to talk to you again.
Hey, that's great. All right.
Mm-hmm. Honey, enjoy your weekend.
Okay.
You sound so sweet. I love you, honey. Touch yourself for me tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to go. I got to go.
Don't let my baby go hungry on the street.
Oh, okay.
Sign up now.
I will do that.
SuperFreakSideshow.com. It's only $5 goddamn.
What you want to do is get the hell off my phone. Don't call here. Ladies and gentlemen, if you watched the show before, you know that there's some fools calling here. Wasting time.
That's right. Got CB Walker and my mom helping me sell the sideshow. Yes, if you're not a member, sign up right now. Today I've got an extended show for you paying members. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from Texas. A man has died while in the act of raping an elderly South Texas woman. He died of shame. The county sheriff's office identified the man as 53-year-old Isabel Chavilo Gutierrez. Sheriff Sergeant Gary Wright says the incident happened June 2nd after he rode 2 miles by bicycle from his home to that of his 77-year-old victim in the tiny coastal community of Tavali. Now look, if you're going to be bicycling miles to rape someone, go for a broad who doesn't have a gray bush, you know what I mean? Wiry pussy hair, flapjack tits. Not good at all. He says the man, weighing between 230 and 250 pounds, sneaked into the woman's house and raped her at knife point during... Really, knife point? That's a bit excessive. You could have just kicked her walker to the side. Boom, she's incapacitated. You know what I mean? I don't know who this guy thinks he's raping. Maybe he didn't mean to rape a 77-year-old. It just happened. The 23-year-old I wanted to rape wasn't at home. She was at the gym or something. During the attack, he said he wasn't feeling well, rolled over, and died. His body was sent to the county medical examiner in Corpus Christi for autopsy. He was a registered sex offender on parole from a sentence for aggravated sexual assault and indecency with a child. Well, he really goes to extremes, huh? He can't just fuck someone his own age. It's gotta be 7 or 77. There's no in between with this guy. All right, enough. Thank you, Mrs. Miller, doing Billy Joel today. Second story we have for you. This one comes from China. The practice of beating petty people is a unique southern Chinese custom for exorcising any real or imagined demon, usually carried out by old ladies who are the... What the fuck is going on? I know every country or region has their own, you know, customs and mythology and all this other bullshit, practices and stuff. But can you think of anything as fucking nuts as this shit? Like, you know, in Africa, they're beating monkeys that they think can talk and are witches. Old ladies are beating petty people in China. We don't have anything like that here, do we? Yes, the practice of beating petty people, or Dei Su Yan, is a unique southern Chinese custom for exorcising any real or imagined demon. Usually carried out by old ladies who are the de facto sorceresses of Hong Kong, the ceremony entails using a shoe to repeatedly hit a paper effigy that represents your nemesis, the petty person. The feisty old ladies are given $50 for their trouble. That's not a whole lot for giving you peace of mind, but for them, it's a higher calling. Quote, this isn't a job that anyone can take on, says practitioner Su Jai. You have to be commissioned by the gods. Some sort of certification process or something, I don't know. They have to give you the power, then you can complete the Petty People Beating Ceremony. Is that the official name? Petty People Beating Ceremony? During the Waking of the Insects Festival. Again, cuckoo stuff happening over there in China. The Waking of the Insect Festival. On the second day of the second lunar month, the Beating Petty People Ceremony is particularly popular, and believers swarm to the sorceress's enclave under the bridge. Like fucking trolls. Oh, China. You're giving Florida a run for the money. All right, final story we have for you today. Police in Colorado are hunting for an elderly bank robber who made off with a bag full of cash after threatening to infect the teller with AIDS. Cops says that the thief was a pale, bony white woman wearing a train conductor's cap and a gray Bass Pro Shops hoodie. Granny did not get dressed up for this robbery. All right, yes, she walked inside a Wells Fargo branch inside a Safeway in Longmont at around 6:45 and shoved a note in the teller's face announcing the stick-up. She indicated that she had AIDS and would give it to the teller if she didn't cooperate.
You think they'd have a law against you spreading it there?
In this case, they actually do.
You brought this on yourself.
I hope she was just going to bleed on the person and not, you know, fuck her. I don't know, unprotected. The Crooked Codger was working hard to sell her story. She kept coughing into a blue bandana throughout the heist. The terrified teller handed over a bag of cash, cops didn't say how much, and the robber walked out without flashing a weapon or exposing anyone to AIDS. Authorities released surveillance photos from the inside of the bank and were reviewing footage from outside the building. Cops said the woman was between 55 and 75 years old, around 5 feet 6 inches and 130 or 40 pounds. She's still on the loose. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of y'all.
Yes! Oh, damn.
Yes?
I found the perfect fucking thing to do.
What?
Okay. First, you gotta get your phone book. And then just roll through the name and just start calling people.
Right.
It was funny, I just called this lady. She was Jamaican.
Did she say, I don't like lesbians and I don't like batty boys. No, no.
Such a good one. She was like, I think you've got the phone number.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Once again, listeners calling into the show. Hi.
Timmy.
Hi or gay. It's a new game we're going to play, where I try to guess if the next caller is going to be high or gay.
Timmy. It is June 5th, 2011 here at 5 in the morning. There's so many long words on listening. I haven't been able to do the listening for 4 years.
Oh,
I just bought myself a membership the other day.
Good boy.
And I'm catching up on old shows from 2005. So it's been taking me probably at least 3 or 4 months to get up to where you guys are now.
Yes.
Also, I will do the sex room.
What?
It is the Dirty Chicken.
Wait, you work at a sex store called the Dirty Chicken?
His the Dirty Chicken. Get your wife to run around the bedroom.
Oh, it's a sex term.
And then she chasing after her, covered in shit. And then you humper. Whatever. I'll hopefully hear this on the next show.
All right, well, I will.
Love ya.
Aw, love you too. Thank you very much for the call. Moving on.
Hey, Jimmy Boo. You said it right the first time. It's Brooksen and not the Poutine. Fuck those stupid Canadians.
All right, still on the Brooksen Poutine thing.
Hey, Tim, what's up?
So much, man.
I'm a loyal listener out in Cali. And I just wanted to let you know that Craigslist doesn't always work. I've been sitting in this hotel room for 14 and a half hours. No, make that 15.
No one bring your raw paws home?
I'll just come out and say it. A totally super hot tranny to come over and let me fuck her in the ass.
Oh.
Come inside her, all that, you know. She's supposed to be here. But she, like, didn't come. She's, like, not answering her phone.
She
right
stood
there,
you up?
Craigslist.
What a bitch! Thank
you.
Bastard.
You just said,
whatever.
$7. Thanks a lot.
Yeah,
I'm loving the show,
peace. I'm sorry you went through that. Look, if you're a tranny and you respond to someone's ad, you know, go through with it. Don't blow hot air up someone's ass.
Hey, Tim. Hey, freak.
Bad tranny.
Florida Jew here. I'm calling to say it's hard to jerk off to porn now. Because when watching porn and I hear a woman say something like, my breast, my
pussy, you think of me, don't you?
Breast. Then I automatically hear Tim saying that.
Yeah.
And
I do a good whore, don't
Tim
I?
Doing whatever's going on in the scene. And
I
then,
wonder if anyone's ever like posted a Craigslist ad saying, like, look, I'm a guy, but I want you to fuck me, and I'm going to make sex noises as if I were a girl. That's the pad I would probably write. Come fuck my hole. Oh, yeah? My boy pussy? Yeah? Come on, my breast.
Hello, Timmy Boo. This is the cock in your ass calling. I just wanted to say are you.
Listen.
Hey, Tim, it's Spot
Enough
in Atlanta.
Enough with the voices, people.
I haven't talked to you guys in forever. I just had a quick little freak moment. I'm on the way home from work, and I've got my both my windows down, blaring my media player, and it was blaring Radio Tokyo, a fantastic song you play all the time.
Yes.
And there was a guy getting out of his car as I was at a stop sign, and he randomly yelled out, "Tegu!"
Oh, wow.
Hi, Timmy. Nodding Nibbles.
You had a real freak distorted view moment.
Hi, Timmy. Nodding Nibbles here. Look, I was listening to some back shows from 2007, and you'd asked if Widner's, you know, would sleep with you. I just want to let you know, raise my hand right now. My wife about this. You know, you're famous. You know, you're Timmy Henson. You know, I've got her permission. You know, you make my celebrity list. You're in my top three. It's you, Kirstie Alley, and Corky are in my top three.
I got to tell you, I'm probably your best odds.
Out to Long John Silver's, get you some shrimps. You know, shrimps. Maybe give you a rectum full of sperm, mouthful of sperm. You know, or
well,
or vice versa.
Let's set something up. I'll make all your dreams come true. Believe me, your dream will turn into a nightmare after you've been with me.
Hi, Timmy. Nodding Nipples here. Look,
oh,
I was listening to
next.
Some...
No! Next!
Hey, Tim. It's your self-appointed favorite listener, Puppy.
Hi, Puppy.
So, I was being ignored by you quite a few times. You know, I was trying to call up and telling you all about the human centipede, porn spoof of the human centipede, but I'm not mad about that. What I am mad about is the absence of new sex terms being phoned into your program.
Well, we just got
that's
one
right,
today from that guy who stutters. Something about a chicken.
I am demanding a new
shit.
Comeback of the sex terms. And what I suggest is that we have a battle of the sexes. I want the girls to come up with sex terms all about hurting the guys, and the guys come up with sex terms all about hurting the girls.
All right, any takers? If so, you know, voicemail in with some bizarre sex terms. All right, that's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD-IT-AGAIN. Today's edition of Sextastic Tour, spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Women can't even have the bowel movements after a hysterectomy. A lot of times, you know, women have to sit on the toilet and dig fecal matter out of their intestine.